Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And my new website is all about my book, The Age of the Customer. Please go there and check it out and use it to your advantage. I think you'll like it. I'm curious to know what you think. Hector Barreto, folks, one of my favorite people in the world. He's a former administrator of the SBA, chairman currently of the Latino Coalition. Put a .com on the end of that and you'll find the website, author of The Engine of America. And Hector continues to do so much for free enterprise, for small businesses, for people out here on Main Street, including and especially the Latino business community. Hector, thanks again for being here. Thanks for your leadership. Give us a report on where the Latino business community is these days.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate it. You know, Latino businesses are still forming at some of the fastest rates. You know, we believe that there are over 3 million Hispanic-owned companies. By the way, those companies generate $500 billion in revenue every year.
Wow.
And those numbers are doubling. So we think there are going to be 12 million companies in 10 years. So it's a huge expanding market, and it's a great market to be involved with. And so obviously that's part of the work that we do at Latino Coalition.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate you being one of the leaders of that community, and you know, I know many of the folks in that community, and I'm excited about the future for the Latino business community, the growth that they're making, the leadership that they're showing, and I'm excited about the political impact that they're going to have on the next generation. What do you think?
Well, we're already starting to see it. You know, we've got some great leaders in there now, people like Brian Sandoval, the governor of Nevada,
yep.
Susana Martinez, the governor of New Mexico,
yep.
You know, Marco Rubio, senator from Florida, many Hispanic congressmen, both sides of the aisle, not just one.
Yep.
But, I mean, we see a lot of diversity there. You know, I think Hispanic people and I think small business people tend to be independent in their politics. And what I mean by that is it depends. It depends on who the candidate is that's running.
That's
it depends
right.
on what the issues that are important to us. So I think it's a mistake for us to, or either party, to pigeonhole folks because
I agree, but you know, what, Hector? The angle I was going for was when you make payroll on Friday, you have a little bit different attitude about the free market economy, and whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, you're more likely to vote for people who on either side of the aisle who promote the ideas that made this country great, which is the free market economy.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better, Jimmy. That's perfect. And you know, that's part of our role is to be educating people of what some of those issues are and the implications are. You know, my former boss, President Bush, used to say, you know, I don't worry about the Latino community because they like being owners. They like
right.
having equity.
That's
and
right.
what he meant by that is they want to have their own business. They don't want anybody to give them anything. They want also pay for their own education of their kids. They just want
right.
an opportunity to do that. They want to own their retirement. They
mm-hmm.
want to own their health plan. They don't expect a handout. They used to say, you know, Hispanics, they're going to be fine because as long as they continue wanting to earn what they make and build their own future, you know, nobody's going to be able to get in their way. And I think that we're seeing that.
I agree, and I'm glad you're one of the leaders. Hector, I've got a couple of minutes left. You've got an event. You've got some big events that you're doing all across the country that are continuations of what you did over the last 10 years.
Well, listen, you can always follow us online at thelatinocoalition.com, but as you know, one of the biggest things that we do is we participate in Washington every year at America's Small Business Summit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the largest small business event in the country now,
yep.
Jimmy.
Yep.
I mean, when I was at SBA, we used to do big conventions, but anyway,
right.
June the 11th, Washington, D.C., stay tuned for it. I want you to come up. I'd love for you to broadcast from there.
I'll be there. You probably remember this. I was the MC of the very first two of those way back in the last decade.
I do remember that, and we got to get you back there. But that's about 3,000 small businesses, and I'll tell you, it's a who's who of
yep.
Corporate America and government that is there. If you want access to government contractors, we do business matchmaking there. So a lot going on, and love to invite you and all your members to visit us this year. 3 days, by the way, but it starts on June the 11th.
It's a big deal, folks. It's probably going to be the biggest small business event of the year, and I'm glad to know that you're still involved in that. Hector, thank you for being here. Thanks for your leadership, and be safe. Safe travels, and come back soon.
Jimmy, God bless you. Thank you for everything you do for our community.
Thank you very much. Hector Barreto, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I will be too, but right now I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.